I was surprised to see the director state that so categorically. And I think, you know, here's where we are in the investigation, George, and obviously I can't talk about particular evidence. But it's not unlike the 9/11 investigation, where you had a joint inquiry in that case and an independent commission. They were looking at who was responsible, and obviously it was Al-Qaeda responsible. But they were also looking at whether the Saudi government, to use parallel terms, colluded or had some kind of coordination or involvement in the attack on 9/11. Now, at the end of their investigation, they found some circumstantial evidence that indicated that may be true, but they couldn't corroborate it. I wouldn't want to reach a conclusion at the outset of our investigation as to whether we're going to be able to demonstrate collusion. Maybe we will, and maybe we won't. Maybe it existed, maybe it didn't. But I do think it's our obligation to do everything possible in as nonpartisan a basis as possible to answer those very important questions. And I wouldn't start out by concluding one way or the other. I think if the evidence develops that one of the Russian tactics, and this was suggested, of course, in that dossier, is to financially entangle people as a way of exerting influence. If the evidence leads in that direction, then his tax returns will be pertinent to our investigation. But again, I think we try to develop the evidence, we follow that evidence where it leads, and not leap to any conclusions on the front end.